GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Friday, August 28, 2026. Compiled Friday, August 28, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. Wednesday, August 26, 2026, the global currency reset activated. Cabal SWIFT accounts in Switzerland, Cayman Islands and Vatican Bank froze.
This banking system that ran wars, T.G. and blackmail operations was permanently severed from any influence in world finances.
And people of the world were set free from cabal debt. Judy Note, Wednesday, August 26, 2026, a massive unexplainable energy surge hit the global grid. The Schumann resonance flatlined for 14 minutes. Zero output. Complete electromagnetic silence across the entire planet. During those 14 minutes, the old SWIFT banking system was permanently severed from the global backbone.
The deep state's financial arteries, the ones that funded the wars, T.G. and blackmail operations, were cut.
A few minutes later on that Wednesday, the QFS quantum ledger was locked in. Every transaction, every stolen dollar, every hidden account in Switzerland, the Cayman Islands and Vatican Bank was exposed and frozen. The transfer was complete. There was no reversing this. On that same Wednesday, President Trump said reset out loud before the eyes of the world, confirming that the global financial system you knew was now dead. Inside sources confirmed that as of the next day on Thursday, 27th of August, Trump's global military alliance had taken temporary control of U.S. federal systems. The chain of command was now running through secure quantum channels. The worldwide quantum financial grid was now fully autonomous. The transfer of power to the global quantum system was underway. Thursday, August 27, 2026, the Bank of England had been placed under military occupation. European central ledgers transferred to QFS backup nodes. IMF servers in Washington, D.C., erased. Congress was dark. Servers were silent. The cabal's old SWIFT financial network, terminated. Every fiat currency transaction now registered as null and void. Bank networks malfunctioned as gold-backed currency took over the new gold-slash-asset-backed global financial system. Global financial traffic had been intercepted by white hat cyber teams on Starlink satellites. They were tracking massive movements of gold, digital codes and authorization keys linked to the Federal Reserve, redirecting them into the new QFS mainframe. Military accountants were reconciling the entire national ledger, discovering trillions in undeclared funds, foreign bribes and deep state shell accounts. When the system reboots, the world will be on a new financial frequency that was gold-backed, debt-free and people-controlled. This was the only lawful, gold-backed, divinely inspired financial system ever created. For the first time in history, every transaction was 100% transparent, impossible to hack and energetically coded with quantum algorithms. Trump held the final authority. Behind him stood 209 national alliances who signed agreements to end the banking mafia and corruption once and for all. What did this mean for you? No more debt, all loans, mortgages, and interests were instantly eliminated. No more currency manipulation, every nation is tied to gold and precious metals. No more fake banks, MasterCard, Visa, and all private cartels were collapsing. The QFS protected each person on Earth with a quantum signature frequency. This was financial amnesty, a symbol of sovereignty and the end of monopoly power. The hidden details, that mainstream media will never reveal. QFS uses Starlink satellites to process transactions faster than the speed of light. Every person is assigned a unique QFS digital ID connected to their DNA, impossible to counterfeit. All wealth stolen for centuries by secret societies, BlackRock, Vanguard, and the Illuminati banks, is being returned to the people through QFS. The first secret trial already took place across 22 nations with 100% success, instant flawless transactions. QFS is already funding projects like MedBed Technologies, Tesla Free Energy, and new infrastructure for total human freedom. Thursday, August 27, 2026, Wartime Analysis and Global Reset, Globalists vs. Sovereignties, The Final War, Eyes on Gitmo, American Media Group, amgnews.com.
Over 14,000 sealed indictments of S, N worshipping treasonous elites have been released for execution of their arrests under U.S. Military Code 11.3.
The Department of Justice, CIA and Federal Securities and Exchange Commission were under review done by legal teams on secured military bases out of civilian reach. Thursday, August 27, 2026, President Trump changed the name of Lake Ontario to Lake America with a pen stroke. Tier 4B, US, the Internet Group, were now under direct command of the Quantum Operations Unit, QOU, the highest security clearance. Thursday, August 27, 2026, Med-Bed units were being airlifted from Area 57 and Yuma Proving Grounds. Thursday, August 27, 2026, John Clauser, Nobel Prize in Physics and 1,500 more scientists at Quantum Korea say, "There is no climate change, there is no climate emergency," Dr. Clauser added. "The climate change narrative is a dangerous corruption that threatens the economy on a global level," Juan O'Savin, JFK Jr., on Telegram. Thursday, August 17, 2026, they, Fauci and Gates, were summoned to his, Obama's, $147 million mansion in Washington, and said, "Let's form a partnership to vaccinate the whole world and to give immunity to all vaccine companies." Gates owns shares in virtually all pharmaceutical companies. "It has nothing to do with public health," official Julian Assange on Telegram. Friday, August 28, 2026, top alliance sources including Juan O'Savin, JFK Jr., confirmed that the midnight window remained green as Starlink EBS held a live option through Friday, 28 August. Sunday, August 30, 2026, QFS grid fully autonomous, Washington DC IMF servers erased, Swift network terminated, European central ledgers transferred to QFS backup nodes, confirmed, Bank of England under military occupation since 2017 GMT, every fiat transaction now registers as null and bank networks malfunction as gold-backed currency takes over worldwide. Monday, August 31, 2026, cellular networks switched to military frequencies in anticipation of EBS, Med-Bed activation and disclosure. Tuesday, September 1, 2026, disclosure preload Starlink 8 and 9 align over Atlantic Corridor. Friday, September 11, 2026, U.S. Patriot Day, Med-Bed release Phase 1. Tuesday, September 15, 2026, full Med-Bed release. Tuesday, September 22, 2026, The Light Event. Thursday, August 27, 2026, Bruce, The Big Call. A source said it looks like a weekend kickoff of everything and we should have a wonderful week next week. Another source who works with redemption centers across the country said that the movie ends this weekend. Next week should be a glorious week for all of us. Bruce felt that it looked like we could get notified on Monday 31st of August and get our appointments to exchange beginning on Tuesday, September 1st, 2026. Over 130 countries have been confirmed in the military-secured quantum financial system as gold-slash-asset-backed currency goes live across the globe. As the reset completes, every human on Earth will be issued a QID access pass tied to their frequency signature. No banks. No passwords. Only your DNA vibration, your soul becomes your account. Thursday, August 27, 2026, Paymasters report full release. Direct confirmations have been sent to private transaction platforms in Reno and Zurich confirming that Tier 1 and Tier 2 payouts are finalized, Tier 4B Nizara Jazara on Telegram. Tier 3 and, Tier 4B, next. If you're in the private groups, get ready now. Military movements confirmed, securing the transition. Sources in Intel report increased security around major financial centers. Private security details have been deployed to Reno, Zurich, and Dubai. Special ops teams are making sure no foreign interference upsets this historic shift in global power. The last phase is on. The pieces are falling together faster than expected. The old world is falling apart and the new financial era is about to be born from the ashes. That's why Tier 4B matters. That's why the transition is silent. That's why the noise is louder than ever. Thursday, August 27, 2026, the shutdown is the cover for the transfer of power. Nizara Jazara connected on Telegram. See Daily Reports. GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Over. Thursday, August 27, 2026, the shutdown is the cover for the transfer of power, Nizar Ajizara connected on Telegram. Sources inside the capital confirm that military command has taken temporary control of critical federal systems. Congress is dark, servers are silent, and the chain of command is now being run through secure quantum channels. Satellite relays and white hat cyber teams have intercepted global financial traffic, tracking massive movements of gold, digital codes, and authorization keys linked to the Federal Reserve. These codes are being redirected into the new QFS mainframe. Federal employees were sent home, but military accountants stayed. They are reconciling the entire national ledger, discovering trillions in undeclared funds, foreign bribes, and deep state shell accounts. Behind locked doors, several high-profile agencies including the DOJ, CIA, and SEC are under system review. This is not maintenance, it's a forensic extraction operation. Evidence is being moved to military bases outside civilian reach. The next signal will be global. When the system reboots, the world will wake up to a new financial frequency, gold-backed, debt-free, and people-controlled. The shutdown isn't chaos. It's calibration. The old grid is being drained while the quantum system quietly takes command. Thursday, August 27, 2026, the Netherlands has officially joined the United States in the first global activation wave of Nizar Ajizara and the Quantum Financial System, QFS. Quiet preparations are now complete, and synchronized rollout is set. Ajizara show intel on Telegram. See daily reports. Thursday, August 27, 2026, President Trump came out in support of federally banning Sharia law in every state. Sharia law was against concepts of the Constitution such as every individual had the right to life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness, the chosen one on Telegram. Thursday, August 27, 2026, in the Second World War, D-Day marked the historic beginning of a campaign with our allies to target and drive the enemy from its positions, including those in third countries. Today, in that same spirit, we are launching an economic onslaught against Iran's financial connections around the globe. Our objective is to sever every economic lifeline that sustains this tyrannical regime until Tehran stands alone. President Trump has taken action that his predecessors have long deferred. Under his leadership, America is no longer managing the Iranian threat. We are ending it. Those who stand with the United States will reap the rewards of our partnership. Those who tether themselves to Tehran should expect to share in the isolation of a withering regime. Emergency broadcast system on Telegram. Thursday, August 27, 2026, removing just the fraud in Medicare will nearly double the life expectancy of the Medicare Trust Fund. Just this past year, CMS generated nearly $42 billion in program integrity savings by stopping the money before it left the building, Carolyn Levitt on Telegram. Thursday, August 27, 2026, the Fenbendazole files, how an off-patent drug exposed the darkest corners of Big Pharma and the medical deep state, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, August 27, 2026, RFK Jr. drops a healthcare bombshell, every time you receive a medical bill, you're paying for more than your care, Kennedy takes aim at special interests, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, August 27, 2026, ICE just ran one of the most successful operations in its history, and the media is barely covering it. Fox News, 1,328 illegal aliens arrested in just 2 weeks across Virginia and Maryland, both sanctuary jurisdictions. DC field office averaging 100 arrests per day. Hundreds were Mississippi 13 and Tren de Aragua. 400 already had criminal convictions or pending charges for murder, RE, and KG. One of them, Salvadoran illegal with an active murder warrant out of Richmond. Another, Haitian national with attempted murder and two assault charges. Video shows them running and resisting. Officers still got them. This is what happens when the gloves come off. Sanctuary cities protect these people. ICE is removing them. Thursday, August 27, 2026, 6,000 patents. Read that number again. 6,000 cures, hidden under national security classification for decades, Mr. Poole final chapter on Telegram. See daily reports. Out.